better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Welcome back into the Morning Rush on a Monday morning quarterback presented by Crabtree RV.
Yeah, Merry Christmas from Crabtree RV in Alma, the place to buy an RV. That's what you've voted and selected Crabtree as for four consecutive years. They got the Christmas Cash Day sale on right now. Sales tax paid or $1,000 in Christmas cash on the purchase of any RV from Crabtree. And they'll still give you the most for your trade. The best deals of the year are happening right now at Crabtree RV in Alma, where your family's dreams come true.
877-377-6963 is the number to call or text into the Cherokee Casino Hotline. There's a lot of things that happened over the week. I meant to mention this in the quick hitting headlines, but Joe Burrow wins the Heisman Trophy right over the weekend. Not surprising to anybody. It was the greatest landslide, though, as far as voting goes, when it comes to a Heisman Trophy. Ends up getting
90-something.
Yeah, 90.1% of the votes.
Right, first-place votes.
First-place votes, yeah. I should say. And the funny thing about it, well, I shouldn't say it's funny, is that nothing against him, but Jalen Hurts finished second, and he had 12 first-place votes. Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I'm not going to hate on anybody, but I just want to talk to those people that voted on Jalen Hurts as first. And I just ask him, what made you feel like he should have won the Heisman Trophy over Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm. Justify your vote.
Yeah, your vote a little bit. So, but I'm never going to get that. But I just thought it was curious of, you know, how could you look back at these seasons and say that Joe Burrow was not the Heisman Trophy winner?
I bet you there were some phone numbers in the 405 that had those some of those 12 ballots.
Oh, I'm sure.
Some Big 12 ballots. And, you know, there's some, trust me, there's politics and everything, including the Heisman ballots.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Clay, I guess, can reveal his ballot this morning. Because if you're a voter.
How do you become a voter?
That's a good question for Clay.
Yeah.
I know Trey Biddy now votes in that. I think Andrew Hutchinson. There's several in Arkansas now.
How come we don't vote in it?
I don't know.
You've been doing this a long time. You just got lost in the mail?
Listen, I think I watch enough college football, and I see enough. I could fit in just as much as some of these other guys.
Yeah.
I don't know any more than these other guys, but I know as much as some of these other guys. I watch enough football. I could give you a valid 1-2-3 on who should be the Heisman. Chase Young being up there. Jalen Hurts. Yeah. I mean, those are, you know, I like Clay's philosophy of trying to find the defensive guy that fits. So, yeah, I mean, that would be an honor to be selected to do that.
Is there like a website you can go and you can see everybody who votes?
Well, probably. I know there's a state coordinator for the Heisman ballots, and I know they're spread out. And Clay can talk about this a lot better than I can because he's done this for years. But there's so many per region, so many per state. I know there's a coordinator here, and I think one time Clay was. He could tell you a lot more about the process you come up with, but it's a big electorate. There's a lot of votes, so one guy's ballot doesn't swing, you know, the award one way or the other.
I mean, it makes sense to me, and I was just curious if there's a list, because if there wasn't a list, if it was more like a, you know, secret type of list, you could just say you're a Heisman voter and no one would know. You know, you can just give out your votes and right. Be like, oh yeah, well, Tommy, you know, he's a Heisman voter. Yeah, so
I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to find out who I need to talk to, who I need to politic.
But I would have had Joe Burrow number one on my ballot.
Well, yeah.
Duh. Just like 90.1%, nearly 91% of the people did.
Yeah. I just still can't believe that there are people that didn't vote for him as the runaway Heisman winner. But you talk about LSU and the season that they've had so far.
If we'd have been voting in the Heisman, you know, 12 or 13 years ago, maybe we'd have had enough to push McFadden over, mm-hmm. You know.
Would you have voted McFadden number one?
Oh,
both years?
I'd try to get two ballots.
Both years?
Yeah, because, again, that's how Jalen Hurts probably got 12 first-place votes. There's some guys in Oklahoma City at that newspaper, at those organizations in Oklahoma City or Tulsa that, let's go ahead and vote for the hometown guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got to release their ballot. Do you want to print your ballot in your publication and say you didn't vote for your guy? There's some pressure there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I don't want to have Heisman vote. Well, I have to reveal it and just get raked over the coals.
What good does it do you to have a Heisman ballot if you're never going to reveal what you did with that ballot?
That's a good point. And how are people going to be able to respect you if you don't let them know that you're a Heisman Trophy voter?
Right. That's the only reason you want it.
That's right. Because they'll be like, John's legit.
You don't care about the actual influence your ballot would have.
Not a thing.
You just want to be able to walk around like you do with this Sportscaster of the Year watch list thing.
Yeah.
You want to be able to just walk around and say, hey, I'm the plane tracker of the year. I'm on the watch list for the Sportscaster of the Year. And I have a Heisman ballot.
That's, yeah.
You don't care about actually voting.
No,
you just want to be able to spend 367 days a year in a 365-day year.
Yeah, exactly.
Telling people you vote for in the Heisman.
I guarantee you they'd give me
your business card.
Yeah, well, they have given me a better chance of getting a blue check mark on Twitter. And then when you get a blue check mark, Tommy,
that validates your whole life.
There's nothing stopping you. I mean, that's the biggest deal in the world right there. So
I know people with less followers than me that have a blue check mark. And I don't have very many followers. It's not about that.
It's about your influence.
I don't think it's even about that.
I don't know what it's about because there are some people where I'm like, you have no business.
There's some people running around this state with blue check marks that are Cub reporters at TV stations.
Even that I can justify, but there's some people that don't like have a sports blog that they have 288 followers, and all they do is just give their opinions on some sort of like the White Sox or something like that. And they're like, oh, well, this person needs to be justified, I guess. So telling you, that's I need to justify my life, Tommy. Yep. I need to get some blue check marks next to my names.
How shallow.
Yeah, I know. You know, you can apply for it, Tommy, as our fearless leader here at Pearson Broadcasting.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, you can apply for it.
Mm.
Doesn't mean you'll get
I did not know that.
Doesn't mean you'll get it, but you can at least apply for it. So
I mean, personally, for our staff.
For the staff.
Oh.
For the organization.
Right.
You know, hit that line.
So I could get it for like me and Ty and Phil?
No, or hit that line account for sure, okay. Tommy, is what you want.
Get Maddie T blue check certified?
Yeah.
All right.
And Betty and you know, Lance and just everybody else besides me.
Yeah. I mean, all I really want for Christmas is for Ty Richardson to get a blue check mark and you not to get one.
I'm sure that's all you want for Christmas.
Christmas present ever.
Do you really want to deal with Ty Richardson every day knowing that he now has a blue check mark? I mean, do you really want that?
Yeah, I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to have that going through every single day? I mean, my goodness, you can't fit his head through the door as it is.
I don't know that I
want
to deal with you.
Yeah. No. You don't want to deal with me, but you for sure don't want to deal with Ty.
It would be fun to watch from afar.
Yes, it would be. But hey, let's be honest.
Watch you two millennials. And what would be fun is the fact that y'all spend so much time away from work together that how would that go? It might end in fisticuffs. It really could.
Yeah. Well.
Because I think he would be rubbing your nose in it and you would get hot and then it would just be on.
You just almost like you know us so well, Tommy.
Yep. I can just see how that would go. It's almost like a reality series.
Oh, good grief. Let's just hope that doesn't happen. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Billy Joe is on the line. What's going on, Billy Joe?
Yeah, I want to tell y'all a good morning and God bless y'all. And I think y'all do a good job with the radio station y'all are doing.
Thanks, man.
Now, with that being said, I'm going to be realistic. Joe Burrow, the guy won it. All these crybabies saying Jalen Hurts should have won it. He had to go to the Big 12 where he'd get a chance because he stays in the SEC. He ain't doing no good.
Well, hey, whoa, hang on. Who are all these crybabies? Because there was like 12 people.
I'm talking about Oklahoma fans. Oh, I walk around a bunch of Oklahoma fans. Yeah. They said that they're going to break Joe Burrow down in the playoffs.
Oh.
And they play on my birthday. Oh. December 28th is my birthday.
28th your birthday?
And I got some. Yeah, 28th is my birthday.
My daughter's birthday.
And let's see. First thing I'm going to say is. And we're going to walk all over Oklahoma.
All right.
There ain't no way in a doubt. We're going to beat them up, and we're going to leave them for scrap for next year where they can make the playoffs again and get beat up because they're like a first-round bye. They're a punching bag for the playoffs. They're overranked. They ain't played nobody this year. And for them to jump into the playoffs and play against us and they think they're going to beat us, there ain't no chance that's going to happen. The only way that's going to happen is if Joe Burrow has dementia and he forgets how to play football. I don't see that happening, but y'all have a good day, and I'm going to leave y'all with that.
All right. Well, appreciate it, Billy Joe. I don't see your LSU Tigers losing to Oklahoma.
I don't either.
And Tommy hates both teams, so it's tough for him to have a team to root for in this matchup. But You know, I just real quick.
I don't think Atlanta's on a fault line, so there's no earthquake to root for.
No.
They're too far from the ocean for a tsunami.
Yeah. No, I don't think any of that's going to happen.
We have seen tornadoes in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I don't think we're on that time of year. But, you know, talking about Joe Burrow, though, if you just looking at stats, for those of you, I know everyone knows he's a great player, but Tommy, he completed 78% of his passes.
And it's just, you know.
4,700
yards. You're just
yards.
Objective, and you watched games this year. Joe Burrow was the best. Now, let's be honest. The Heisman's come down to the best quarterback on the best Power 5 team.
Oh, yeah.
This is not an award for the best player in football anymore. This is just another quarterback award. As sad as it is. And occasionally a running back will slip in there. I know Clay's going to be pounding this. Protect the integrity of the Heisman. But that's what it's become.
Oh, yeah.
Man, if there's a... It takes a lot for a non-quarterback to win this thing. And you could forget a defensive player ever winning it.
That was going to be my next question is, do you think a defensive player will... Do you think a non-quarterback or running back will ever win it?
Tyrann Mathieu didn't. He got there. I mean, he got to the finals. Ndamukong
Suh did. It was in the finals as well.
It's about as close as... I mean, that's about as big an honor as a defensive player can get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get invited.
Yeah.
No, I think... I mean, here we've seen running backs that were really good win it in recent years. But that's rare. Part of it is all the former winners get a ballot too. There's more quarterbacks. You think the quarterbacks are voting for a defensive player? Or a wide receiver?
No.
Are they going to vote for the quarterback?
Quarterback, QB.
They're going to stick together. So that's one thing that's a small bias in the sample. Not a big one, but it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't even see someone outside of quarterback or running back. Can you see even a wide receiver or a tight end?
No. What?
No.
Because they give it to the quarterback that was throwing them the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
And part of this is also the game has evolved over the last certainly 10 years, but I'd say the game really changed in about 2013-14. About the time Bielema arrived here is when all of it went spread, RPO, all of these things really hit in the SEC and then really spread. I mean, it was already that way in the Big 12. But then when it started really, really going throughout the other Power 5 conferences, the game's changed to be where the quarterbacks are going to have have numbers that are just insurmountable.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see it changing anytime soon, unfortunately. And that's why they have these other awards. I know that, you know, they have the Walter Camp Award and all of that, that are very, very solid awards. And
not the Heisman.
But they're not the Heisman. And the Heisman's going to be given to, and I agree with you, Tommy, always the best quarterback and usually the best quarterback on the best team in a lot of cases. I think they've done better on that where it's just not giving it to the best player on the best team, even though this year they definitely gave it to the best player on the best team, but he deserved it.
They got it right.
Yeah, he deserved it. There's no question about it.
The voters got it right.
No question about it. So, but it just, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I had no interest in watching the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
No.
Maybe because there was no drama to it, and I knew who was going to win. But
that's a great speech. I went back and
oh man,
and heard the best clips of Joe Burrow's speech. What a well-prepared young man he was for that moment.
Oh, man. And when he started talking about Eddie O, that kind of got me choked up a little bit when he was just... give him a lifetime contract. I'm sure he agrees with that as well. He would love to have that lifetime contract.
With a lifetime buyout, too, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, folks, so let me tell you about Sassy's because, you know, every time I get to talk about Sassy's, it just makes me feel good inside because I know that next time I go up to Fayetteville, I'm going to be able to dive into some of that greatness that is their barbecue nachos. I may go a little different on the John Neighbor special. Instead of the smoked chicken, I may put on some brisket onto those barbecue nachos instead because I'm a big brisket guy, and they have some fantastic brisket over at Sassy's. They have award-winning smoked wings as well. They have fantastic burgers. They have great wraps. I mean, the food selection at Sassy's is about as good as you can ask for, and everything that they have is phenomenal. The service is great. They have a full bar. They have specials all day, every day. They always are going to have something for you. So if you're looking for some place to have lunch and or dinner, there is no better place than Sassy's with their two locations in Fayetteville off of College and off of Weddington. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Skip is in Bella Vista. What's going on, Skip?
Hey, guys. I think it's really too bad that Jacoby Criswell, that we had a coach that couldn't even get down to watch him play one time. time because he was going to Dallas all the time to watch his kid play. And, you know, it's one thing I've read at the camps that both of them were at, that he was a lot better than Chandler Morris. And I don't understand why he thought he only needed to recruit one guy. I mean, this kid was from Arkansas, and you've got to get your in-state players. I don't know why Coach Morris didn't understand that, you know.
Well, I don't understand a lot of things, Skip, that Chad Morris did, and there's a reason why he's not here anymore. So,
yeah, you know, I'm going to ask you, know, that guy, the way he would never really take the blame for anything, and after he left, he never thanked anybody. You know, I think the guy's got kind of a narcissistic personality, doesn't think he does anything wrong, you know? That's the way I see him. You know, I don't know what you think, but, man, it's just bad. You know, it was a bad 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's going to get better real quick.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. What about this kid I saw yesterday at Garden City Community College? You think he's going to come down here?
Are you talking to...
Linebacker?
I'm sorry, what's that?
He's a linebacker.
Oh, well, listen, I know that Sam Pittman, and he's going to be joining us here on the show in about half an hour. He has been just recruiting like a madman, just all over the place, visiting kids, setting up... visits this past weekend for people to come in. I mean, it has been no sleep for Sam Pittman. So, you know, I don't really know, because here's the thing, too. They hired Barry Odom as the defensive coordinator, but they really don't have any other defensive staff members put into place. They're still missing some offensive staff members. So I'm just curious to see, after going and visiting all these kids, I'm sure a lot of them want to know, all right, well, who's going to be coaching me? You know, who's going to be my position coach and all of that? So, I don't know. I don't know feeling about who's coming to where, but I certainly can tell you that Sam Pittman has been putting in the work and has definitely gone to any and every recruit that he feels like he has a puncher's chance at getting. So he may end up doing it. It's just, I know that a lot of these kids are probably concerned about who's going to be their position coach.
Yeah, offensive coordinator, it would be nice to have one so some of these kids would know who was going to be here. You know, that would probably help recruiting.
Without a doubt.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
I appreciate the phone call, as always, Skip. I mean, listen, this week is going to be when the assistant coaches all get named. This is the dead period. Of course, he's going to start figuring things out and deciding what type of style he wants to go to, because that's maybe what I ask him today, too, is not exactly who the offensive coordinator is going to be, because I don't know if he'll tell me that. But just ask him, you know, he was kind of, not to say vague, but he left a lot to be desired when his answer in his opening press conference, when he talked about the offense that he wants to run. You know, I mean, I want to be curious and kind of dive more into that. Just be like, so what offense are you looking to have? What do you want your offense main strength to be? Is it going to be the offensive line, which would make sense, but that's fine. But what about the quarterback? Do you want to have more of a dual threat guy back there? Do you want to have a power arm? Do you want to have a running game that it starts right there first? Do you want to really utilize the tight ends? I mean, there's just a lot of questions I have about the offense that he wants to run, and hopefully he can at least open up a little bit of what his idea is of his offense and what it's going to look like in the 2020 season and going forward.
Well, good coaches mold their system and their offense and their defense around the talent they've got. So I think that's I think that's what you're going to have to do until you can recruit all the players that you want is – you're going to have to say, all right, here are the strengths of KJ Jefferson. Here are the strengths of Burks and Knox and the players that are on this team. We're going to fit this offense around their strengths. And that's what good coaches do, I think. You know, it's not just try to – we've seen coaches here in recent years try to put square pegs in round holes. And that's
always
just,
fails.
And it's just difficult. You know? That doesn't mean you can't evolve. Hey, their strength is to run the wishbone. We're going to start running the wishbone. That's, you know, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if the RPO is the strength of KJ Jefferson, let's be more RPO based.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a quarterback that can really throw it, put him in the shotgun. You got those wide receivers and let's go to town. You know, but it's, again, I keep coming back to doesn't matter. Till you fix the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the caveat.
Yep. And I guess I look at it as, with Sam Pittman being the coach, one of the guarantees that I will give is that the offensive line is going to be improved. Like, do you feel confident in saying that? I'm not saying the offensive line will be amazing this next year, but The offensive line will be better in 2020 than it was in 2019. Do you feel confident in saying that?
Well, I think they'll be, yeah, because they're going to get coached better.
Yeah, exactly right.
They're essentially going to have two offensive line coaches, Brad Davis and then the head coach, you know, right? Mm-hmm.
In which the head coach is arguably, it may not even be arguably, the best offensive line coach in the country. So that's at least a guarantee you can make is that the offensive line is going to be better. And so, and it makes me
even
wonder.
Even if you just took the current players you had,
yeah,
they'll be better.
That's right.
Because they're going to get, you know, I'm just confident that the mm-hmm. coaching they're going to get is going to be better.
Yeah. And if the offensive line is better, it makes you wonder what's going to open up other opportunities for other players around that offensive line. Because, listen, we know the wide receiver situation, but, and we even mentioned the quarterback situation, how being a little shaky. But another thing you got to think about is the running back situation. Because if Rakeem Boyd decides to go to the NFL, you got Chase Hayden, who's mm-hmm. been battling through some injury, and you got a Monty Spivey. That's, you know, only had a few reps here and there. So the running backs is even looking like a little like, you know, where are you going to go with that?
Which has been a spot that Arkansas has had depth at.
Yeah.
And you like three good options generally, or three serviceable options, you know, with Whaley graduating. And like I said, you don't know where you're at with Boyd, but you found Boyd through a transfer. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can find, you know, I don't know if you're going to find another Rakeem Boyd out there, but there's players out there.
Mm-hmm.
Might be able to go to the JUCO route and find one.
Yeah. And my whole point in that was saying that if the offensive line improves and makes significant strides and jumps, then even though you may not feel comfortable about the running backs now, that may be able to make whatever running back they have back there at least a little more serviceable than what they were before.
Right.
That's my whole point. So that may end up being the case, and that's going to be up to Sam Pittman and some of the recruiting and the tactics that he's going to use. I know he's going to have to go through the transfer route at least in some positions because they still need some help on the depth, but there's a lot of young talent there. And I know it's as important as the offense is, I'm still curious about this defense, man, and what Barry Odom's going to be able to do for this team in the early going. I thought it was a rock star hire when they got him. I think the fact that Sam Pittman said that on Feinbaum that this was a guy who's been a head coach before, and he needs that. He needs somebody on that sideline that's been a head coach before, that is, as you put it, Tom, he has called a timeout before. Mm. And, you know, to have that type of experience, especially in this league, is going to be big. So, you know, it just makes too much sense to me.
Well, because what will be new for Sam Pittman is being fully in charge of game day management, timeout management. One thing that Chad Morris was horrendous at was managing timeouts.
Oh, man.
Now, some of that comes back to being disciplined and being prepared, being in the right formation, having the right personnel groups on the field for the play you've called. You know, you can't call a play that requires a tight end and you don't have a tight end on the field. You know, things of that nature can't happen. Now you got to have a timeout. And as a head coach, you look foolish to your fan base. Why are you calling a timeout with a, you know, your third play into the game, you know, or something, you know, because there was just some weird timeouts this year with Arkansas.
Yes, there was.
Again.
And you're just hoping you don't have to see those again.
So all that will be on Sam Pittman for the first time.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Everybody's staying home. Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're at number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
Going to be joined by head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Sam Pittman, which we're looking forward to because there's been a very busy man going around the rounds of doing not only just interviews with other people, but looking at the recruiting side of things. It's just been a very busy week, and that's what you want to see out of your head coach, especially in his first year. So it's really been impressive about how hard he's been working here in the early going, and we want to talk to him more about it. So let's go ahead and go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Razorback football team, Sam Pittman. Coach, good morning. I want to start with this simple question. You've been a busy man over the past week. How many hours of sleep on average have you been getting over the past week?
Good morning, John. I'm going to say four.
Four.
Four. Well, guess that's a lot less than usual.
Or the week. About four a night.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Probably a lot of that on a plane, too.
It's been great. It's been the greatest 4 hours of sleep I've ever had.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking some time for us this morning. Appreciate you being with us. You let us know last week Barry Odom's going to be your defensive coordinator. why is Coach Odom the right guy for this job right now as you take on your first role as a head coach?
Well, Tommy, I think he shares the same beliefs that I do. You know, I don't know if people know, but Barry Odom and I go back right at 20 years. And when Barry got the head coaching job at Missouri, he offered me a job. He offered me the offensive coordinator job a couple of years ago. You know, we're both from Oklahoma. I know he's from Ada, and I'm from Grove. And we just have a lot of similarities in what we want to do with the football team and how we want our team to look with the toughness, the physicality, the way we communicate with the kids, the way we talk to the kids. You know, you can lose a kid pretty easy by your mouth and the way we talk to them, the way we respect them, and the expectations. So he and I, you know, have the same vision. And so he was a very easy hire and certainly a blessing that he decided to come join us here at Arkansas.
Well, I know that you said one of the values that he brings is that he has been a head coach before, and especially in this league, and that goes a long way. What it really is the value of having a guy that has been a head coach and having that experience, especially since this is your first head coaching get in college football?
That's a great question. You know, the value is certainly what's happened in the last 3 days. It's bouncing things off of him from recruiting, from scheduling, from, I'll be honest with you, when to let the staff off for vacation. You know, certainly I have my opinions of things, and he's been a guy that I'll say, this is what I want to do. What do you think? This is what I want to do. What do you think? And yesterday we had a meeting, and we both were on everything, and it's something simple as we need the lanyards for our recruits' parents, something like that, that I did not think about, and he did. So, I mean, he's going to have a lot of value in a lot of different areas.
Coach, you've been known as one of the better recruiters in the country, particularly as an offensive line coach for quite some time. But now as the head coach, can you tell us what your recruiting plan is, or even kind of formulated what the recruiting plan will be for a Sam Pittman coaching staff and organization at Arkansas?
Well, I think we have a fine staff in here for recruiting, and I'm talking about our recruiting department. I was able to work this weekend, and I think they understand host a weekend. I thought it went very well. Recruiting is relentless. It's like recruiting on steroids. It's a 365 day a week job. And it truly is. And it's all about relationships, because clearly not a reason not to come to Arkansas. I don't like your facilities. That's not going to be said. Oh, I don't like the way your coaches communicate. That's not going to be said. My point is that we're going to have as good a coach as anybody else has. We have as good a facility as anybody else has, and probably better on most terms. And so what we have to do is we have to get to know these players. They have to get to know us. And so it's just a relentless telephone, text, 365, and be honest. Just be yourself. They either like you or they don't. If they like you, they're going to come. If they don't, they probably shouldn't anyway.
Speaking with head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Sam Pittman, right now on the Morning Rush via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Coach, I know that a little bit in your opening press conference, you alluded to the type of offensive strategy that you may want to go along with. And as far as officially hiring an offensive coordinator, that hasn't been named yet. But can you dive into it a little bit as far as what is your offense going to look like? What do you want the strength of your offense here at Arkansas to be based on?
Well, I think you have to run the ball. You have to recruit big people. I want a tight end, at least a tight end, maybe possibly two in the core. I think I don't like the open edges. There's too much damage can happen to you outside there. I want to be physical. I want to be big. I want to get our team back to big. I want to get our team back to strong. So we want to recruit on offense big people. We're also, you know, we're going to throw the football. I don't want anybody think because they hired the offensive line guy as the head coach that we're going to go 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's not going to happen, and it doesn't get anybody in the seats. We're going to win football games by scoring points. And so whatever that may be, you know, I love the RPO system, the PRO system. It gets people out of the box a little bit more for you. So it's not necessarily what play you call. It's how you execute it and the passion and the physicality that you do it with.
When you're looking at a lineman, whether it's a recruit or someone you're coaching specifically, technically, what are you looking at beyond just how tall they are and how big they are and how much muscle you can put on them? What is it in a lineman that you evaluate to know this is the guy I want on my roster?
The first thing is feet. He has to have outstanding feet. I don't care the size as far as being too big. If he doesn't have feet, he can't play. If you don't have feet, you can't knock somebody off the ball. I want twitch. You have to have quick twitch. Again, if you don't have quick twitch, you can't handle the edge. You can't handle a spin move. You can't knock anybody off the football. Brains. I want a guy that's smart. I want a guy that understands movement before it happens, not when it happens. And then I want to see the passion that he plays with. You know, lineman is certainly one of the top positions that if you play with passion and you play hard, that you can be certainly better than what your physical ability might allow you to be. And then I want the room to be together, and so I need that personality-wise, they all are different, but I want them in one common goal that they're for the unit instead of for themselves. So all those things kind of go together, and we certainly have found those type kids in the past, and we certainly will again.
Coach, I know that you've been recruiting hot and heavy over the past week, but just the overall reception from the guys on the current roster, the players that are already on the Razorback roster right now, have you been able to have a lot of contact with them? Has the reception been really good? How has that been overall with the guys that are currently on this roster?
Well, to be honest with you, that's the most concerning thing that I have to this point, because how do you get your roster to know you and then able to get some guys signed on Wednesday? I had a meeting with them Sunday night, and then I had a meeting with our kids on Friday morning. And then today I have 39 meetings. Tomorrow it's probably about the same, and Wednesday it's probably about the same. I don't know how you know your roster until you meet with them face-to-face. So I have 39 set today and about that tomorrow and then a few on Wednesday. So at the end of Wednesday, I'll be able to know our roster a little bit better. I've probably met with 20 of the guys now. We've had some attrition. I want coaches, administration, and football players that want to jump in a foxhole with us. And if you don't, then I understand if you want to transfer. We only want people that love the Razorbacks and want to be here.
Sam Pittman with us here on the Morning Rush. All right, after the last week or so of your life, do you feel any different about the early signing period than you did a couple of weeks ago? Going through this transition, is your attitude about the early signing period now different?
yes, and yes. Look, without getting into it, if someone fires their coach, this early signing period, it kills you. I mean, I remember when Georgia fired their coach, they hired Kirby. It wasn't the early signing period. So by the time we signed our class there at Georgia, we probably had a top 10, top 8 class. We signed some really good players. We were excited about it. But if the early signing date would have happened, about 70, I don't know the number, I'm guessing, probably about 70% of the kids available are gone by the time the second signing date comes along. And it makes it tough now. It does. But we're not going to cry about something we can't control. We're going to go out there and sign the best players we can in this first signing period. But does it make it hard on a new staff? Absolutely.
Now, Coach, a lot of different coaches in the previous history of Arkansas football has tried to take on this job. Some have been successful and some have failed. And obviously, Arkansas is in a tough spot right now over the past few years that have been really tough on the program in general. What would you say is the biggest difference between those previous coaches that maybe didn't have the success in you? What are you going to do that has been different that Arkansas has not seen before that's going to make you the best coach for Arkansas at this point in time?
That's a hard question because I don't know exactly how their approach was, but I know this, that they may have tied me with the passion that they had for the Razorbacks. So I think it starts with that. I think it's understand the culture and the people of Arkansas and what they want and how you organize your team. But the greatest thing that happened to me in my coaching career is going to Georgia and understanding recruiting in the SEC. And I know you can say I was here at Arkansas, and we recruited, and it was a whole different world out there. And understanding that and getting the education from Kirby of how they did it at Alabama and how they did it at Georgia, I think, again, it's the difference in me and maybe anybody else, and I don't know what it was, but I know this, that recruiting is going to have a high emphasis in this program, and it's the only way you can change what you have. And again, I'm proud of what we have. We just need to add to the roster.
Will you be more of a CEO type head coach or more hands-on? I just can't hardly imagine Sam Pittman not having his hands on coaching offensive linemen. So what will be your style and approach as a head coach when dealing with the day-to-day operation?
Well, you know, I have, in my opinion, the best defensive coordinator hired in the country. In my opinion, I have the best offensive line coach hired in the country. That's what a good CEO or head coach or whatever, you know, you might term does. I'm going to let them coach because I wanted the head coach to let me coach. I'm also going to have my insight on every position on the team, and I'm going to be highly involved with special teams. So, I hire coaches to let them coach. That's why they're here for. And if I feel like they're the best in the country, that's what I should do. But I certainly have an opinion. I want to stay out of the way of the small things that I can talk to our coaches about to get fixed. But I'll be directly involved with every position on our football team.
All right, I know your schedule has been busy, and I know you got to run. But I know you're looking for a hole in that schedule to get to Herman's and have you Porterhouse. Have you found a hole in your schedule yet to get to Herman's?
No. I haven't found a hole in my schedule to get more than 4 hours a night of sleep. But you know what? I don't even care. The greatest 8 days of my life coaching football has just happened. And guess what? Today's number nine. It's going to be a heck of a day.
Well, I know you enjoy putting a knife into a piece of meat at Herman's, and I know you're looking forward to that soon.
I'm a fan of chocolate, too, bud.
Well, that is definitely noted, definitely noted. Sam Pittman, the head coach of the Razorback football team. Coach, really appreciate you joining us. It's good to have you in Arkansas and as the head coach of the Razorbacks, and we'll be catching up a lot as the years go on. Appreciate it, Coach.
Man, thanks for your time.
Anytime. Go Hogs. Man, there you have it. Go Hogs. I was hoping either go Hogs or yes, sir, and we got the go Hogs, yeah. So that works out.
Should have asked for a yes, sir.
Yeah, should have asked for it, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers here at this point, Tommy. But it was good to have Coach on, and that was pretty fantastic to have him on and talk a little more about it, get a little more insight.
Yeah. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
It was a great interview there by Sam Pittman. You know, it was amazing too, Tommy, because I know that you, when we were going through our, what do you call it, our pre-show meeting or our
pre-show
show
fist fight.
Pre-show fist fight, yes, yeah. That. We were going through that. We were just discussing some of the things that we wanted to hear from Sam Pittman, some of the things that we wanted to know about Sam Pittman. And one of the things you asked him about was about the offensive line specifically, and just about the hands-on approach that there would be. And how the coaching and all that would go into play, and here's what he had to say.
Well, you know, I have, in my opinion, the best defensive coordinator hired in the country. In my opinion, I have the best offensive line coach hired in the country. That's what a good CEO or head coach or whatever, you know, you might term does. I'm going to let them coach because I wanted the head coach to let me coach. I'm also going to have my insight on every position on the team, and I'm going to be highly involved with special teams. So I hire coaches to let them coach. That's why they're here for. And if I feel like they're the best in the country, that's what I should do. But I certainly have an opinion. I want to stay out of the way of the small things that I can talk to our coaches about to get fixed. But I'll be directly involved with every position on our football team.
Yeah, so that was talking about his CEO
whether he's
mentality.
CEO or more hands-on approach. Do we have the one about the technical aspects of offensive line?
Well, we can grab that.
Grab that
in a second. Yeah,
I thought that was interesting too from the interview. Maybe we'll get back to that before the hour's up. But you know, Sam's going to be figuring some of this out, guys. I mean, Clay. I mean, you've been around this for a long time. You've seen some first time head coaches. Sam Pittman's been in college football for decades, but he's a first time head coach. So, what is his head coaching style? Well, he's gonna know what he likes from the coaches he's worked for, and he's gonna know what he doesn't like from the coaches he's worked for, and I'm sure he'll formulate a style based on his experience.
Yeah, I think you're right. And first of all, he has been a head coach, but he hasn't been a head coach in a major college school. He's been a head coach in junior college, and he's been a head coach in high school. Yeah. So he understands a little bit about what he's facing, and I think, like you say, he's been taking notes all these years, and it's he understands exactly what he wants to do, and I think he will be hands-on in that he will jump in there and make corrections, and you know he is demanding now. I will tell you that, and I watched him. You know, his emphasis on technique and fundamentals in practice, he's got an idea of what he wants and how it's going to be run. So, and I don't think he's afraid to jump in there. He's the toughness aspect of it, he will demand from his coaches more than anything else. So that might be intangibles more than specifics. Yeah. So,
and you asked this when he was introduced as head coach, and this is something we got into a little bit with him, but how do you go about building toughness, both physically and mentally? And we talked about it right after his hiring, that you go back to having contact and practices is one thing you do. But, you know, that's one thing he will start working on, I'm sure, right away after these player meetings and the orders he'll give to his strength and conditioning staff when he gets that found and the off-season workouts begin. It's the building back of toughness. And a lot of that will wait until spring practice and they get out on the field together.
Yeah, and I think you do it in recruiting too. I think you pick out tough people and the people that are not afraid to work, and that's how you do it. And then I know from studying the guys that have been important to Arkansas in the past, you know, the guys like Virgil Knight, who's strength and conditioning coach under Danny Ford, and who's been in it not too long ago at New Mexico State. You know, and all the way back to Wilson Matthews and some others, that you build a relationship with the players so that when you ask them for more, they're willing to give it to you because they love you. And the way that they – and that's exactly what Frank Ragnow told me was, you know, they worked hard because they had fun. They had fun in doing it, and they didn't want to let down their coach. And I heard Chad Morris talk about that as well, but I never saw that develop. And, you know, that's one reason that these individual meetings right now are really important, that Sam builds relationships with the current roster as much as he does the roster that's coming in. And he's going to tell them that he believes in them and that he thinks they can be dynamic players. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way it happens. You cannot tell players, we're trying to replace you. And that was the message that Chad Morris had. You know, you look around, the guys we're bringing in we think are better than you. Well, guess what happens? They don't think they're very good. and you get a defeated attitude right out the, and that's the opposite of what Sam's trying to build right now. And I think that message came through in some of the first words that he uttered, you know, in that press conference, that he's going to tell these players that he loves them and he believes in them and he thinks that they can win with what they've got. And I think that's how you do it.
Yeah. Well, and that was going to be a point I was going to make next, Clay, is that it seems like Sam Pittman has not come in here promising anything. And obviously he said some promises of playing hard and some of the basics there. But
other than that steak at Herman's, I don't think he's promised anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He understands. I think he understands the situation. And again, that goes a long way for a lot of Razorback fans too, where they have a coach that's coming in, and he mentioned the first 8 days of his. This is been the best 8 days of his coaching career, which is hard to argue with that. But one of the things that he dove into was saying that, you know, I've hit the ground running on recruiting, and I've kept my head down, and I'm just going out and I'm doing my job. And I think that's resonating with Razorback fans, where there's not a lot of pomp and circumstance. There's not a lot of different tweets that are coming out about random catchphrases and all that, and graphics and all. It is just him going out and doing his job and going out and recruiting. And so I think the more that people hear from Sam Pittman, the more that people know what he's doing or what he's trying to accomplish, is how Razorback fans are going to buy into him and get more excited about Sam Pittman. Because let's be honest, when he was hired, people knew the name, they were familiar with it, but there was still a lot of skepticisms about the fact he had not been a head coach before. But the more that he shows, not says, but shows how much hard work he's putting into this program, I think is really what's going to resonate more so than anything when it comes to Razorback fans as well. So, Tommy, I know we have that clip for you now as far as the technical aspect of the offensive line. We can play that real quick here.
The first thing is state. He has to have outstanding feet. I don't care the size as far as being too big. If he doesn't have feet, he can't play. If you don't have feet, you can't knock somebody off the ball. I want twitch. You have to have quick twitch. Again, if you don't have quick twitch, you can't handle the edge. You can't handle a spin move. You can't knock anybody off the football. Brains. I want a guy that's smart. I want a guy that understands movement before it happens, not when it happens. And then I want to see the passion that he plays with. You know, lineman is certainly one of the top positions that if you play with passion and you play hard, that you can be certainly better than what your physical ability might allow you to be. And then I want the room to be together, and so I need that personality-wise, they all are different, but I want them in one common goal, that they're for the unit instead of for themselves. So all those things kind of go together, and we certainly have found those type kids in the past, and we certainly will again.
Yeah. I just think it's an interesting description, Clay, of what he's looking for in alignment. I think if this program is going to get rebuilt in the short term versus the long term, it's because Sam Pittman gets linemen in here. And knowing exactly what he's looking for with offensive linemen, I thought that was a very detailed description, starting with their feet is what he's looking for.
Yeah, I think he's going to find some of that on this roster. And, you know, some of these guys are so young that you couldn't expect a whole lot from them, you know, the last year. I think he's really going to like Ricky Stromberg. He has just those qualities, the toughness, the quick feet, and the passion. And that's what enabled him to play as a true freshman. And I mean, it's unfair to put him out there, but he was the best they had, and they recognized that. He's only going to get better. I think he's going to like Bo Limmer, and has all of those things, the quick twitch, and I believe that he'll be a guy that develops fast under Brad Davis. Those guys are, you know, they're not huge. Stromberg's probably 280 right now, and I think Limmer's probably 295. You know, they want some 320s and some 330s. So I think look for that in recruiting if they find some big guys with quick twitch, and that's what you want. That's the way you win on the offensive line. Big guys with quick twitch, and the ones that come to mind, you know, of late, you know, somebody like a Tortola or a Ragnow, they had that quick twitch, and they also had all those other factors that made them able to play in the SEC at a high level.
Hey, get to Joe's Grill and Cantina. It's endless enchiladas today. All the enchiladas you can stomach for $9 today at Joe's Grill and Cantina. And don't forget, every time the Hogs are on TV, half-price apps and taps during the game. They got TVs all around the restaurant. That's where John and I like to hang out when we're not at the game and we're watching the game, is at Joe's Grill and Cantina. Great chips and salsa. Always great appetizers that are half-priced during the game, like brisket nachos. The Mexican pizza is great. The cheese dip with the beef in it
Best.
Is outstanding. And they got a big sampler platter that you can't beat as well. And then all the beers on tap are half-priced during the games as well. So watch every Hog game at Joe's. Get there for endless enchiladas today at Joe's Grill and Cantina, 3400 South 74th Street across from Harps.
Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa is in Northeast Arkansas. What's going on, Miss Lisa?
Well, is that Richard that I just heard?
Richard? Davenport?
Yes.
No, you're thinking about Clay Henry?
Oh, that's Clay. Okay, he's the one that bing, bing, bings when I call. Okay, I was just picking. He sounded a little bit like Richard to me.
Hmm. Well, that's a compliment. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, don't shoot any rabbits while I'm on here today, because I'm calling with a good spirit today. And
got it. I'm sorry, Lisa. I shouldn't have done that. I apologize.
No, you should not have. You should not have, and you should apologize. How dare you do an old woman like that?
Well, I'm an old man, so that's why.
Well, anyway, us old women don't appreciate it. Do you watch Murder Mystery? Well, I don't want this recorded. Now, if something happens to you, they'll come to light. And they'll say, we're looking for Lisa, and everybody, all my neighbors out here, all 50 of us, will point down here. So, anyway, okay, moving on, boy.
Thank you. I'm glad to move on.
Yes.
Have you got life insurance that me and your wife can split? I'm moving on. I so enjoyed that interview that it's got me so pumped up. I don't know how many times here in my pajamas that I've pumped my hands, and I even called the Hogs once, and I'm being absolutely serious. I don't care what people out there say, we got the right coach, people. I believe in him. And I hope Saturday night I'm going to North Little Rock to watch the basketball game. I've already got my tickets, got good seats. And I hope, and he probably won't be, because God bless him, I know he's covered up and give out. But I would, if he is there and walks out on the court, I'm jumping. Now, I'm gonna share it on this show. If he is there and he walks out to center court, there won't be enough security to keep me off the court. Y'all think I'm joking?
I'd like to see it. No, I don't doubt you a bit.
Well, I'm going to do it. I've already told Matt. He said, oh, my God. He said, I'm not going. He said, well, I won't have to. It'll be probably on TV. But I am. You know, at 60-something, you got to take chances, because you don't have much, you know, you're going down the other side of the hill. But anyway, great interview. Y'all did a wonderful job. John, you had right on questions, too. And I like these answers. I don't, you know, this left lane, boogie down, and that's in the
Lisa,
word.
That boogied right on out of town.
Well, let me tell you something. That boogie never made it to town.
Well, it's gone now, I promise you.
Well, it better be. And I know we've talked about this at nauseam, and I was going to try to be nice and not ugly, and I've already threatened to do something with Clay's body. But anyway, there was something to this thing. Every football coach we've ever had, and I know y'all are tired of hearing about it, has moved in with their family, tickled to death to be here. I wouldn't know his wife if she was to walk up to my front door and knock on the door, nor his children. That should have been a red flag from the beginning. It should have been in his contract. At first, I thought, well, you know, he don't need to be. But no, his son could have thrived at any Northwest Arkansas school. So that was a red flag from the beginning. And I hope, which it may not happen the first year, but I will be so glad when we can sack every quarterback that Auburn puts out there. And I think that day is coming. I think it's coming. And I'm excited about it. And I'm just so happy y'all got the interview. I'm happy for y'all. That was a big get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who arranged that? Tommy, who's going to take the... Now, Clay, you be quiet. I know you didn't arrange it.
We're going to give Matty T all the credit.
Yeah, it's up. It's Matty T.
Yeah.
Matty T. Well, yeah. I knew that he was good. I like Matty T.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get off here. I know my time is coming on. And
yeah.
Clay, thank you for not shooting rabbits while I was on the air.
I shot two while you were on the air. I just got back. I let my dog out, and she cornered two. And I'm surprised you didn't hear the shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh my
All the way
gosh.
Over in East Arkansas.
You're as windy. I'm not going to say the other word. You're as windy as they come. Anyway, y'all have a great day, every one of you. Love the show.
Thank you.
I don't know
windy?
What.
Windy?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Windy, blow hard.
Yeah. Ah.
I don't know
I got
what.
It. Lisa's fine with me. I don't take it serious, and I hope she doesn't take anything. I've never shot a rabbit. Never in my life have I shot one. So I've run over a few.
We have to get Sam Pittman to the game in North Little Rock.
Yeah, and I think that
just so we can see if Miss Lisa can get
those security guards got no.
She
shot
said they had no. They don't
her.
Have enough. Yeah, I don't think they. Yeah, I don't know that there are enough people in yellow jackets.
Yeah, I think you'd call it a weak side blitz, what you'd call it.
I'd say I'd like to see how quickly she could get off the line there and win the edge.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it past her at all.
She plays dead heels, what I heard. Yeah.
Good grief. Well, it's always good.
That might be a reason to go to the game right there.
Yep.
It's always
Lisa's
good.
Lisa's boogity boogity. Here
I'm
she comes.
I'm telling you, man. Like she.
Don't look now.
She's fired up. And you know what? I'm glad that she's all about Sam Pittman because she was calling in just hammering the previous coaching staff. But now she seems like we can at least have her be excited until next football
yeah.
season.
Yeah.
At least.
Hey, so. I guarantee you she don't like the Auburn Tigers right now. I mean, it's like what they've got a curse word in their little slogan and she'll use it, right?
Just another reason to not like Auburn a little bit
yeah.
more.
So, yeah, they already had some, but there's another one.
We've added some hatred for Ole Miss and for Auburn in the offseason. So,
yeah, we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, save up to 20.
Might be closer to having rivals. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tommy.
No problem. No problem. Hey, save up to $2,700 and no interest for 5 years on brand new Hot Springs hot tubs during Burton Pools and Spas holiday sale. You got a few more days to get by and check out all the hot tubs in stock. There's over 60 luxury spas to choose from, and they start at just $26.95. This includes delivery, the cover, startup chemicals, everything you need to have a warm and cozy winter and make the perfect holiday gift for you and your family in a new hot spring spa from Burton Pools and Spas. Check it out right now. The holiday sale, $2,700 off or no interest for 5 years on brand new hot spring spas at Burton Pools and Spas. Springdale and in Fort Smith, Burton Pools and Spas is your source for backyard fun.
Were you about to say something?
I was just thinking about Clay.
Do it.
Needs him a hot tub on the back porch.
Well, I think it sounds like I need life insurance.
Okay. First of all, Clay doesn't need anything. Clay's got it made, all right? If anybody needs some, why don't you start throwing something my way over here, all right? Where's my hot tub?
He could sit in the hot tub and shoot rabbits from the back porch.
Could do that from my back porch, there's no doubt.
I've been on your back porch.
Here's what my kids say about me. It's really hard to buy me a Christmas present because if there's something I want, I go get it anyway.
No. Yeah. Great. Well, I would like to have, Tommy, if you're going to get somebody a hot tub, just think of me, if you don't mind, as in the Christmas spirit.
I'll put you on my list.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I think I've been pretty good.
You've been naughty or nice this year?
I knew you were going to ask that. I'll answer that during the break.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
By the way, Tommy, you like my Christmas sweater today?
I do.
Yeah.
Got Bobby Petrino on there.
Mm-hmm.
when he has.
Where did you find that?
The boys of Old Row hooked me up with it.
Old Row, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They got me this sweater, and I feel like it's only fitting. I got a new one coming in of John Daly. I wanted to keep it Arkansas themed.
I think I'm too old to buy anything from Old Row, right? I think you got to be under 30.
It depends on what it is. Well, I'm not under 30, so I guess
I'm probably were when you bought that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But
the John Daly sweater, it'll be a loudmouth, right?
Well, it's got a similar design, but then it's just got grip it and rip it with him, you know, ripping a cigarette right there on it.
Usually
with
grip and rip a Coors Light or something.
Yeah, well, that's on there, too, with some red Solo cups. So, you know, it's a very festive, very Christmas-spirited sweater that I'm going to be able to rock out. And also, I got an O.J. Simpson one coming in. So it's not like I like to be controversial or have controversial figures on my sweaters for Christmas. But
quite a collection.
Yeah, I know.
You could have one with Lisa on it.
There you go.
Christmas, you know, I was scared, boys, that y'all would get me a hot tub and Lisa would be in it.
Oh my gosh,
that could be arranged.
Well, don't ever give me that image again, like please, Clay.
I don't want to be thinking about Clay in a hot tub.
Talking about bad images, she says I'm sitting here in my pajamas. It's like, okay, yeah, right.
You know, that's the thing is, like, we can keep it to where we don't have to know what's going on at all times. We don't have to know specifics of certain things. We can just, you know.
I'm with you.
Just keep it real. Just keep her that
when she comes on there to keep it, you know, no images.
You and Lisa in the hot tub on the back porch there.
Tommy, I swear, if you say it again.
Would be.
Hey, I'm sure she's a fine woman, but I already got one. Mm-hmm. That's all I mm-hmm. need.
How did we get to this point? What happened?
Clay brought us there.
Thank you, Clay. See, this is why sometimes, Clay, it's like to have you on the show. It just is a real pain, if you know what I mean. Really overcooking my grits here. But that's okay. That's okay.
What? I enjoy this, and I look forward to it. And, I mean, just remember, I had 12 years of Bart Pullman. So, you know, being with you guys is just so much more fun. It's easier. And, you know, I had to go in there and sit in the same studio with Bart for 12 years. And maybe it was only for the last 10. Mm. But so this is good. I got tickled this weekend. Bart sent out a Facebook post. I mean, he might have sent it out on other social media, but that's the only one that I'm capable of finding that they had their hog pod. And with Pittman in it, and it was 28th on iTunes, and he was proud of that. And that just tells me that he's got that Memphis upbringing, that the top 30 appearance on some kind of a list is exciting for him.
I hear you.
So I gave him that this weekend. It's like, hey, you know, it's like, you know, it's like Ricky Bobby says, if you're not first, you're last.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, kudos to them.
Kudos to them for 28th.
And let me know when you're in the top 25.
That's right. That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Receiving votes.
Yeah, about to say, we're not receiving votes here on the Morning Rush.
We don't extend the poll
here. Is it top 25 or it doesn't count? Yep. Doesn't matter.
Yep. I told him that's his Memphis upbringing, that he's proud of a top 30.
Let's go get your SEC update here on the Morning Rush, if I can get it. There we go.
Somebody said we've got SEC bias. Deal with it. They're the best.
In the SEC, it just means more.
I know one thing. The SEC just got a little tougher.
This is your SEC update on the Morning Rush.
All right, it's time for your SEC update presented by Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear.
Hey, they've got all the top brands at all the best prices at the Ozarks. Benelli, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Wilson Combat, Daniel Defense, and a lot more. Carhartt, Columbia, boutique brands, Twisted X, Ariat, and tons more. Dozens other clothing and footwear brands. And in fact, if you want to personalize a shirt, a jacket, anything they have there, they can do it. They have an in-house print and embroidery shop. So any last-minute Christmas items you want for coworkers, anything you want for family, and you want to embroider a name on it, they can take care of all of that and personalize your gift there at the Ozarks. You're not going to find a better place to shop anywhere for everything than at the Ozarks. Ozark Sportsman Supply and Ozark Outpost Casual Clothing and Footwear. Highway 412 West, barely out of Springdale in Taneytown.
So for your SEC update, the big news coming out of the SEC this past weekend is Joe Burrow is your Heisman Trophy winner. Guys, if I would have told you just 2 years ago that LSU would have a Heisman Trophy winner at the quarterback position while breaking all sorts of SEC records, would you have believed me?
No. with their last 10 years at quarterback? No.
No.
And How about this, that he would set the records for the most votes ever for a Heisman, or be right there at least, one of the, in the top 98 percentile.
Yeah,
and, I mean, it was – I voted for him. I mean, there wasn't any doubt. He should win.
Who did you have 2 and 3?
Well, I always have my little personal protest of what the Heisman has become, and I, you know, like to put defensive players. So I had Derrick Brown, 2 from Auburn, and Chase Young, 3 from Ohio State. So I had 2 defensive players on my ballot this time. I didn't vote for any of those other quarterbacks.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't know how anybody could have legitimately voted for anybody at 1 besides Joe Burrow. But apparently there was
12 people did.
Yeah. Voted for Jalen Hurts instead.
They all live in the 405, though.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think
of. Hey, I want to tell you, they're doing some weird things with those Oklahoma votes. And I mean, they're actually trying to manipulate it by leaving guys off that deserve it so that they don't get any votes. And I mean, that's just wrong, guys.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have that at all.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.